Hello and welcome to the Townsend Training Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Townsend, and I will be looking at bringing you all the latest information and education that is out there and turning that into usable information that you can actually use to improve your life, reduce your body fat, increase muscle, improve your happiness, and generally live an all-round healthier lifestyle. Hello, and welcome to episode 39 of the Townsend Training Podcast. We are racking them up. Once again, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. Whether you are listening, watching, however you are doing it, it is a pleasure to have you on board. Today's one, quite a short episode, actually. Quite a short one, quite a punchy one. And as you've probably seen, the title being, faster is not always better. What does that mean? What does that mean? Speed kills. I'll end it there, shall we? We'll end it there. I'm going to talk mostly in terms of dieting, but a little bit of other bits and pieces as well. Crash diets. Right, crash diets. Do they work? Yes. If you want to lose weight quickly, do more exercise, stop eating. You will lose weight. You only need to look at like concentration camps, prisoner camps, that kind of thing. If people don't get fed, they lose weight. Obviously not optimal, not in a healthy way or anything like that, but you will lose weight. It is the energy balance that we've all said before. But in terms of this, I was going to say this world, this world, crash diets. Within 1 year of a crash diet, 50 to 70% of people will put the weight back on and more. Within 2 years, that's 85%. Within 3 years, 95% of people who crash diet will have put all that weight back on plus some more. Just let that sink in. That means the success rate of crash diets is less than 5%. Now, it might start sinking in now why I promote long-term, the magic word, sustainable diets. I had someone say to me the other day, I'm losing weight and I feel like I could do this forever and I don't feel like I'm on a diet. That's it. That is what you want from life. And that's sort of what I'm going to come on to now. Faster is not always better. So if I was to give you the body that you want now, which is drastically different from the one you currently have, would you be able to maintain it? The answer is no. You would not. Why wouldn't you? You wouldn't know how to. You would not know how to. You would not know how you achieve that body in the first place. There's a reason it's difficult, because it takes knowledge, it takes understanding, but it more than anything, it takes hard work and consistency. If you are not doing that now to get to the body that you want, if I was to give you that body now, do you really think that you have ingrained that consistency and hard work that you will be able to maintain it? You wouldn't. You would not be able to do it. You haven't got the habits. You haven't ingrained the habits. It's not become automatic of making the choices to maintain that body type. So say, for example, let's say you were someone that weighs 90 kilos and I gave you the body that was 60 kilos. If you continue to live like the person who is 100 kilos that you are today, sorry, 90 kilos, you wouldn't be able to maintain that body at 60 or 70 kilos, whatever one I just said a minute ago. The science doesn't add up. The maths doesn't work. You can try and change the way you are, but you won't have ingrained the like the habits, the lifestyle, the things you need to do day in, day out to keep that healthy body. As harsh as that may sound, it's true. It is true. And that's why those statistics are there at the beginning. People get given a crash diet and go, cool, I'm going to follow that. I'm going to drink coffee instead of eat. I'm going to drink leaves instead of eating properly. As soon as that diet's finished, or they stop paying that person who's given them the diet, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to maintain what they've just achieved because they're just doing as they were told. Learn and understand, and you will be able to keep what you have. We're going to switch around now onto exercising. Now, some are going to go, yo, quick exercise is good exercise. Sometimes, more often, maybe 50-50, you know, plyometric stuff gets the heart rate going. It does. It gets you out of breath. It burns lots of calories. But sometimes, it is just as difficult to slow it down. The longer you are holding a weight above your head, the harder it becomes. So if you transfer that to an exercise, the longer it takes you to do a squat, the harder it is. So rather than racing through them, slow them down, control them. Think about what you're doing. Faster is not always better. Moving on. Reading. If I asked you to read something as quick as you possibly could, how much of that information do you think you would take in? Not a lot. Not a lot at all. Slow it down. Be patient. Understand what you are reading, whatever it may be, and learn from it. Even if it means taking notes. I always find if I read a bit, take notes, read a bit, take notes. Yes, it takes 10 times as long, but you're far more likely to learn from what you've just done. So, next time you think faster is better, think again. Patience, something we all lack. There's two things people don't like doing, I seem to find. People don't like working hard, and people don't like waiting. Patience. Patience is one of the keys to success. 100%. The old Rome wasn't built in a night kind of thing. Patience. Takes time, takes consistency. Yes, good things come to those who wait. I'm bringing out all the adverts here at the minute. Good things come to those who wait, but you have to be actually doing something and doing it consistently in that waiting time. So, short, sharp, I told you it would be. Faster is not always better. I will speak to you again next week.